Good Tuesday evening to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders get set to play the Briarcliff Chargers in Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest 17-4 overall, 7-1 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Briarcliff 3-6 in the conference, and 11-11 overall. Had the opportunity earlier today to visit with Coach Chad Hansen about the matchup between these two teams, and here is what the coach had to say about tonight's matchup between Dort College and Briarcliff.
Let's talk with Coach Chad Hansen as the Dort College volleyball team gets set to play the Briarcliff Chargers. Great Plains Athletic Conference action, Coach. And last Saturday, another day and another win for your team at Midland over a rated foe. We got the win in five. What did your team do well on Saturday?
They definitely stayed focused on the little things. We talked about it in the pre-match and in the practices leading up to that match. We have to limit the total runs of points, control our runs, and score as many as we can in a series, and really side out right away to get the serving opportunity back. With that serving opportunity, I felt like we were really strong from the serving line as well, and that put a lot of pressure on Midland.
You got to set number five, and Kayla Brookhouse, I believe, you talk about serving extremely well. She ends up serving 6 points in a row, and I believe three ace serves in that stretch. That really was a springboard for your team in that set.
It for sure was. At the side switch, once you hit 8 points in that fifth set, you change sides, and sometimes at an away gym, the crowd dynamics can change a little bit, and Kayla Brookhouse continued to stay focused, put some beautiful serves through the zone, jammed them up further, and I loved the cushion that she helped create for us from that service line.
Briarcliff, a team that's kind of been on the opposite end of those 3-2 losses. They lost a pair last week to some very good opponents. This is a match where you're playing a team that we can't let that record deceive us.
That's exactly right, Mike. This is a feisty Briarcliff team. They always have been from my experiences with them. They come in tonight. I know that they're looking at us saying, this is a win. This is an opportunity to win. Dort's coming off of a high win. Let's come in and steal one from them in the conference rankings. And it's one that we're very sober-minded about. We feel prepared for. And we're eager to get out there and play in front of our home crowd.
What are the earmarkings of this Briarcliff team? You have a pretty good idea by the time you get into October what teams are and what they'll do. What does this Briarcliff team do?
This is a team that is gritty. They always try and find a unique way to score, whether it's a little tip shot, a use off the block, a set it over on two kind of tempo or attack. They tend to score in streaks, and that's both in what I see on film and from experience. They tend to give up points in streaks and also earn points in streaks with some of their rotations. So they try and run a fast tempo to minimize the block, the amount of blockers we can get per hitter against them. And that's something that we feel prepared for. We'll see how it plays out tonight.
That is Coach Chad Hansen talking about his team facing off with a Briarcliff team that they beat earlier this season, did Dort College. Played them in a hot, sultry September, early September match. Dort College victorious in 5, one of 7 matches Dort College has played this season that have gone to the maximum 5 this year. Dort College 7-0 in those contests. For the Briarcliff Chargers, they're 3-6 in the conference. They've lost 2 matches in a row by 3-2 decisions to Concordia and to Doan. Chargers have a 160 team kill efficiency and average 12.02 kills per set. Chargers get to 16.02 digs per set and average 1.57 blocks and 1.25 service aces per contest. Cali Idema is leading the team with a 2.95 kills per set average with 2.84 digs. Monica Boding is good for 2.32 kills, and she is in on 2.49 digs. Jenna Berg is averaging just a shade under 3 kills per set with a 1.98 average, and she is hitting for a team-high 3.10 kill efficiency. Aaron Frank puts up 7.41 assists per set. Danielle Helland is at 4.17 assists per outing. Frank is the leader in ace serves with 21 this year. Lindsay Jardine is the leader in digs with a 3.9 average. The defenders are 7-1 in the GPAC, 17-4 overall. Dort College is averaging 12.2 kills per set and have a team kill efficiency of 2.19. They're led by Caitlin Sculler and Danae Gales at 2.63 and 2.61 kills per set, respectively. Sculler is at a 239 kill efficiency. Gales is good for 270. Lindsey Plone has averaged 2.33 kills and is hitting 292 with a team-high 1.26 blocks. Lois Saar is good for 2.12 kills. Kayla Brookhouse is leading the team with 3.91 digs per set. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Continuing on with a look at this matchup, Briarcliff went to Doan on Saturday, lost a 27-29, 26-24, 25-22, 15-25, 12-15 match. Boating and Marissa Vendriel had 17 kills each. Frank put up 47 assists. Jardine got to 25 digs, and Idaho had 13. Dort College beat Midland 20-25, 25-21, 21-25, 25-21, 15-10 Saturday in Fremont. Danae Gales had 12 kills, while Lindsey Plone added 10. Caitlin Sculler put down 9. Gaysink had 40 assists, 17 digs. Kayla Brookhouse had 23 digs and 6 ace serves. These two teams have played 36 times since 1998. Dort College leads the series 32-4. The two teams played back on September the 5th in Sioux City. Dort College won that match 25-18, 21-25, 20-25, 25-21, and 15-12. Lois Saar and Danae Gales each had 10 kills. Flone and Horseman had 8 apiece. Kayla Gaysink put up 38 assists and had 15 digs, while Van Zanten had 12 digs. Idaho led Briarcliff with 14 kills. Boating and Berg had 11 each. Frank put up 50 assists with a team-high 15 digs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're moments away from the start of tonight's volleyball match. Coming into tonight's play, GPAC standings have Hastings atop the heap at 7-0. Dort College is 7-1. Doan is 6-2, Midland 5-3, Northwestern 4-3, Concordia 4-5, Nebraska Wesleyan 3-4, Briarcliff 3-6, Morningside 2-6, Mount Marty 1-7, and Dakota Wesleyan is 0-5. GPAC matches happening this evening include Hastings at Doan, Morningside's at Mount Marty. More volleyball tomorrow. Midland is at Concordia. Northwestern plays Dakota Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabors and Agents, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewig is a broker. Briarcliff will serve first. Aaron Frank will serve it up. Frank, the setter for the Briarcliff Chargers. So three attackers in the front row for Briarcliff right out of the chute. Bausma passes to Gaysink. Gaysink tips to the back corner, and Gaysink gets a kill. Kayla Gaysink tips it to the back corner on the dump, and the Dort College defenders take a 1-0 lead. 1-0 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Jana Van Zanten. So Dort College on the board first here, 1-0. Jana Van Zanten with service. Knuckleball serve taken middle back by Briarcliff and Lindsey Jardine. Passed over to Jardine, passes it over the net. Free ball, Dort College. Hahn gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Flone. Flone with the kill. Lindsey Flone with her first kill this evening, and the Dort College defenders have a 2-0 lead. 2-0, Dort College in front. Set number one just underway. Got started straight down at 7:30. Van Zanten, low hard serve taken by Briarcliff. Slide to the right. Dug up by Brookhouse. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink gets it. Sculler. Sculler with a kill. That slide by McGuire was dug up by Brookhouse, and Dort College gets the kill from Caitlin Sculler. For Sculler, that's kill number one, and the Dort College defenders own a 3-0 lead. Van Zanten serve, controlled by Briarcliff, set to the middle, and this time the kill put down by Brooke McGuire. McGuire with the kill. And the Briarcliff Chargers trailing 3-1, half service. This is Callie Idema. Idema serve taken by Hahn. Gets it to Gaysink. Gaysink has to push it over. Briarcliff gets the free ball. Set comes outside. Through the block. Dug up by Hahn on the cover. Controlled by Briarcliff. Briarcliff attacking McGuire. McGuire out of the middle for the kill. Brooke McGuire with the kill. Her second straight kill. And the Chargers have cut the lead down to 3-2 with 2 points in a row. Serve, middle back, taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing sets left side, Sculler. Sculler off the block, controlled by Briarcliff, and a collision between Frank and Van Driel. And the Dort College defenders get the 4-2 advantage on the passing error. Passing error by Briarcliff, Dort College with service. Kim Byard has service, sophomore from Sioux Center, controlled by the Chargers. Chargers attack, set goes right side, Van Driel, lob of the block. Up at the net, Saar tries to push it down, Briarcliff able to cover it. Set goes to the back line, and the kill for Callie Idema. Idema with the kill. Idema with her first kill this evening, and the Dort College lead is 4-3. 4-3 our score, McGuire with service. And McGuire served down the line, taken by Hahn, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it left side over to Saar. Saar around the block, covered by Briarcliff, Chargers attack, and using the block for the kill is Monica Boating. Boating with the kill. Boating gets the kill, Briarcliff has service. Brooke McGuire still serving. Short serve, covered by Saar, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing slide right to Saar. Saar blocked at the net. Gasing there to cover it. Now pushed back to the back corner, and Brianne Nogelmeyer with a kill. And Briarcliff has their first lead of the contest at 5-4. 5-4 our score, serving for the Chargers is Brooke McGuire. McGuire, short serve, taken by Van Zandt, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing pushes it over. That pass too close to the net, and Gasing didn't have a choice with it. Now Nogelmeyer with another kill, and Briarcliff leads it 6-4. So Briarcliff has scored 4 points in a row. After a 3-0 start by the defenders, they trail 6-4. McGuire serving. Short serve taken by Saar. Gets it left side. They go Sculler. Sculler with a tip around the block, controlled by Briarcliff. Set goes right side down the line by Van Driel, dug by Brookeis. Gets it over to Saar. Saar around the block, covered by Briarcliff. Set goes outside Boating. Boating around the block, dug by Brookeis. Joust at the net, pushed back by Saar. Briarcliff scrambling. They'll pass it over the net. Free ball, four-door college. Hahn to Gasink. Gasink outside wide to Sculler. Off the top of the block, kill. Sculler with the kill. And Dort College leads it 6-5. 6-5, Dort College. Serving is Gasing. Gasing to the back line, controlled by Idema. Briarcliff attacks Van Driel. Van Driel from the right with the kill. Van Driel with her first kill this evening. And the Briarcliff Chargers reestablish a 2-point lead at 7-5. 7-5, Briarcliff serving, Amy Frank, controlled by the defenders. Brookeis throws it up high and wide to Saar, blocked at the net, and four hits called on the defenders. Point Briarcliff. 8-5, Briarcliff to a 3-point lead here in set number one. Served by Frank, taken by Van Zandt, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing has to go backside to Sculler. Sculler on the right side, unable to put it away. And the Briarcliff Chargers have a 9-5 lead, and the defenders are forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College unable to get an attack after the serve. Here's the swing by Briarcliff. Pushed too close to the net. Nogelmeyer puts it away. Brianne Nogelmeyer with her third kill already. And the Briarcliff Chargers out to a 10-5 lead. Short serve controlled by Saar. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing right side, Sculler. Sculler with the swing. Here comes Briarcliff back the other way, and a pancake save by Briarcliff and Idema. Now the down ball, controlled by Van Zandt, gets it back over to Saar. Saar with a kill. Saar registers the kill, and the Dort College lead is 10 to, deficit is 10-6 for Loy Saar. That is kill number one. Jocelyn Bausma serves into the net. And the Briarcliff Chargers back in front by 5. Dort College has to string a few points together here. They trail 11-6. And the serve is long and out of bounds, and Briarcliff returns the service error with one of their own. And the Dort College lead deficit is 11-7 after the service error by Boating. Short serve controlled by Briarcliff. That was Brookice with serve. Over the top of the block, saved by Bausma. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink has to back set it, and Dort College covers after it was too close to the net. Briarcliff tried to push it down. Now Gales with a down ball and the kill. Gales with the down ball and the kill. For Danae Gales, that is kill number one. Dort College trails 11-8. Serve to the back line is on the back line, and an ace serve for Dort College in Brookice. Brookice registers the ace, her first. Serve controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack, set to the right side, Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer uses the block for the kill. Nogelmeyer has had an immediate impact in this match. She's got four kills already, averaging 1.7 kills per set. Briarcliff with a three-point lead. Sador College has whittled two off of what was a five-point advantage. Gaysink goes backside. Gales. Gales off the top of the net and the kill. No, they say the ball hit the antenna. Out of bounds. Point Briarcliff. Briarcliff leads at 13-9. 13-9. That ball hit the antenna on the attack. Set comes over to Flohn. Flohn with a kill. So Flohn registers the kill. For Lindsay, that is number two. Selene Hahn with service. Hahn serve, controlled by Briarcliff and Boating. Set outside, Idema. Idema with a kill. Callie Idema with her second kill. And the Chargers lead it 14-10. Nothing fancy that time by Briarcliff. They just threw it up high and outside to Idema, and Idema puts it away. Short serve taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink set left side. Krausman. Krausman over the top of the block. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. And blocked at the net was Idema. This time Briarcliff covers it. Push it over. Controlled by Bausma. Set left side. Krausman. Krausman kill. Krausman with the kill. For Krausman, that is kill number one. And the Dort College defenders, trailing 14-11, have Jana Van Zanten serving. This is where Dort College built an early lead. Van Zanten serve, rolls over, controlled by Briarcliff. Set outside Van Driel. Van Driel around the block and the kill from the left side. Van Driel gives Briarcliff a 15-11 lead. Van Driel with her second kill. Dort College attacking. Left side, Sculler. Hop high hands. Controlled by Briarcliff. No. A kill for Sculler. Dort College trails 15-12. So Sculler will get credit for the kill. That's her third this evening. Serving is Kim Byart for the defenders. Briarcliff built an early 6-4 lead. They went on a 4-0 run to go from down 4 to up 6-4, and they've led since. Around the block, that's Boating. Sculler has to dive after it to try and keep it in play. She's unable to do so. Point, Briarcliff. Briarcliff with the point. They lead it now 16-12. Serving for the Chargers is McGuire. McGuire, short serve taken by Hahn. Gaysink has to chase after it. We've got a player in the net, Fort Ord College. That's Gaysink. And an ace serve for Briarcliff and Brooke McGuire. McGuire with the ace. Briarcliff leads by five again, matching that biggest lead of the contest. Gaysink sets Van Zanten. Van Zanten around the block, covered by Frank. Briarcliff attacks. Set goes outside Boating, covered by Brookice. And on the overpass, Nogelmeyer with another kill. Nogelmeyer with the kill. And for Brianne Nogelmeyer, that's kill number five. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Loy Saar off high hands for the kill as we return to action. And for Loy Saar, that is kill number two. Dort College has service. They trail 18-13, so some ground to make up for Dort College. Low serve by Gaysink. Dort College with three attackers in the front row. Set goes outside Boating, unable to put it away. Back right side, Gales off high hands. Briarcliff scrambling and pushed over and out of bounds. Point Dort College. Gales will get credit for the kill. Dort College trails 18-14. Gaysink has service again for the defenders. Gaysink, short serve, catches the tape and falls back on the Dort College side. Service error by the defenders. Briarcliff has service. This is Amy Frank. So Frank with serve. Controlled by Van Zanten. Gaysink has to one-handed set it up to Saar to keep it from going over. Dort College unable to get anything out of it. Now they get the return. Saar with the attack. Dug by Briarcliff. Down ball saved by Gaysink. Gaysink gets it. They go over to Brookhouse. Down ball controlled by Briarcliff. Dump. Covered by Gaysink. Pushed over by Saar. Controlled by Briarcliff. Attacking. Boating. Boating with a kill. Boating with another kill for Monica Boating. That's number two, and the Dort College defenders have come out a step slow this evening. 20-14, Dort College down six. Short serve taken by Saar. Gets it over to Gaysink. Left side, Gales. Gales around the block and the kill. Danae Gales with her second kill, according to my count. Should be third kill, I believe. So I take a look back through my match notes. Serving is Jocelyn Bausma. Dort College needs two or three points in a row here. Bausma, low hard serve, controlled by the Chargers and Jardine. Dug by Bausma, gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink right side, Gales. Gales down the line. Briarcliff able to control it. Pushed over the net, free ball, Dort College. Bausma, Gaysink. Gaysink outside, Krausman. Krausman with a swing and the kill. Krausman with the kill. For Megan, that is number two this evening, the freshman from Grundy Center. Dort College trails by four. Serving is Bausma, controlled by Briarcliff. Set goes outside, off high hands, covered by Bausma. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink left side, Krausman hits it long and out of bounds. So the hitting error by Krausman reestablishes a five-point lead for the Chargers at 21-16. Briarcliff. Monica Boating with service. The jump serve is to the sideline of the ace. Boating with the ace. Monica Boating with her first ace serve. And the Dort College defenders trail 22-16. Boating with another serve on the way. Jump serve to the back line, and that one's out of bounds. Point, Dort College. But that exchange of an ace and a service error creeps Briarcliff that much, inches them that much closer to the needed 25 points. Service error by Dort College's Kayla Brookhouse. So Brookhouse with the service error. Now Briarcliff sitting on 23. They need 25. Get it over to Gaysink. Gaysink right side, Gales. Gales blocked at the net. Out of bounds. Point, Dort College. Gales with the kill. She's got four as she uses the block for that kill. Selene Hahn with service. Hahn to serve. Her team trailing 23-18. Serve to the back line. Controlled by Briarcliff. Set goes outside. And a block put up by Gaysink. Now pushed over the net. Free ball, Dort College. Gaysink sets left side, Krausman. Krausman off high hands and the kill. Krausman with the kill, 22-19. She's got three. Briarcliff has their timeouts remaining. Hahn with service to the back line, controlled by Jardine. Chargers attacking, Boating blocked at the net. Point, Dort College, and the defenders are back to within two at 22-20. Timeout on the floor, charge to Briarcliff. Back with more after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 23-20, our score. Dort College leading. So Dort College trails by three, beg your pardon. I believe I said two going into the timeout. It's a three-point game, 23-20. Set outside to Idem off block. Covered by Hahn. Pushed over, though. Here comes Briarcliff. Frank will set to the middle. Dug by Bausma. Kept alive. Passed over the net by Brookhouse. Here comes Briarcliff again. Set right side, and we had a player in the net for the Dort College defenders. 24-20. Briarcliff leads after the net violation. And Briarcliff now serving for the set. So Briarcliff trying to take a 1-0 lead in this best of five match. Briarcliff serve, cross court taken by Hahn, gets it over to Gasing, set left side Krausman. Krausman off high hands, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack, set outside, and a block put up on Cali Idema. Point Dort College. Dort College trails 24-21, and Dort College needs 3 points to force this set any further. Dort College trailing 24-21. Serving is Van Zant. Knuckleball taken by Briarcliff. Overpass. Sculler tries to tip it over. Here comes Briarcliff on the chance. And around the block for the kill is Brooke McGuire. McGuire with her fourth kill. And the Chargers win it 25-21 on the kill. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Set number one, Briarcliff hit 325. That is far too high kill efficiency for Dort College to allow. 15 kills, 2 errors, 40 swings. They were led by Brianna Nogelmeyer with 5 kills, 4 kills for Brooke McGuire. For Dort College, they hit 270. That's not too bad, but when your opponent's hitting 325, that's not good enough. Caitlin Sculler, Megan Krausman, and Danae Gales with 3 kills apiece. Kayla Gasing, 13 assists, 8 digs for Kayla Brookeyes. Lindsey Jardine and Cali Idema with 5 digs apiece for the Chargers. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. Set goes over to Idema, unable to put it away. Gasing has to cover on the dig by Hahn. And the down ball, Briarcliff scores the point. And the Briarcliff Chargers lead it 1-0. Serve to the sideline, controlled by the defenders. Gasing gets it over to Flohn. Flohn has to tip it to the back line. Didn't have much to do with it. Now Dort College puts a block up. Flohn and Krausman get the block put up, and we're tied up 1-1. This is our second tie of the match. We had one tie in set number one. That was at 4-4. Briarcliff pulled away to a 6-4 lead and eventually an 11-6 advantage. And the serve is long and out of bounds by Jana Van Zanten. And the Dort College defenders not sharp this evening. Chargers have service. Serving is Brooke McGuire. McGuire serves sideline and serves it wide and out of bounds, and the two teams exchange service errors. Hey, thank you to our statisticians, Lene Davilar and Heather Vanderkoy. Working the stat program once again this evening for our home volleyball match. Briarcliff attacks. Set goes to the middle. Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer with another kill. Dort College has to figure out a way to stop her. You look at the scouting report and you think she is not the one you have to focus on, but as this is developing, certainly appears Dort College needs to refocus on Nogelmeyer in the middle. Nogelmeyer with 6 kills already and an ace serve for the Chargers. And the Chargers coming in with a game plan, serving tough and attacking out of the middle. Amy Frank with the ace serve. Briarcliff leads it 4-2. Serve to the back line, taken by Van Zandt. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Saar. Saar with a kill. Lois Saar with a kill. She's got 3. And the Dort College defenders trail it 4-3. 4-3 our score. Serving for the defenders is Gasing. Short serve controlled. Chargers attack. Set goes outside and through the block and the kill. And that was wide open for Boating. Boating went between the two blockers. Boating getting it through. And gives Briarcliff a 5-3 lead. Boating now has serve, overpass, Idema puts it away. Idema with the kill, Dort College trails 6-3. 6-3 our score. Serving for the Chargers again is Boating. Boating the jump serve. Taken by Brookhouse. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing set middle tip to Gales. Gales with a tip and the kill. Number five for Gales this evening. North College trails at 6-4. North College trails in the match. One set to nothing. Serving is Bausma. Bausma with a jump serve. Controlled by Briarcliff. Frank sets it to Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer with a swing. Bausma has to get the hands up for an overhand save. She's unable to complete it, though. And Briarcliff leads 7-4 and another kill for Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer with her seventh kill unofficially. And a serve into the net. And the North College defenders back in front by a deuce at 7-5. 7-5 our score. Serving is Brookhouse. Brookhouse served to the left sideline, controlled by the Chargers. Boating. Boating hits it to the back line and the kill from the behind the spike line. Boating gets the kill. Boating with her fourth kill this evening. Aaron Frank has service. Frank short serve taken by Gales. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing quick attack. Flown. Flown unable to put it down. Briarcliff covered it. Now an overpass and Gales puts it away. Gales with the kill for Danae. That is kill number six unofficially. 8-6 North College down two. Selene Hahn to the back line and just long by inches. Point Briarcliff. So Briarcliff gets the point on the serve that was just long. Serve controlled by Brookhouse. Gets it over to Gasink. Right side flown. Flown over the block. Controlled by Briarcliff. Briarcliff attacks. Set right side Vandreel. Vandreel with a kill. Vandreel with the kill. Her third. Briarcliff has service. Controlled by Brookhouse. Gets it over to Gasink. Gasink, Bausma. Bausma down ball. Dug by Briarcliff. They'll set to the middle and Gasing picks it out after the block. McGuire got the attack. North College pushes it over. Free ball, Briarcliff. Vandreel with a swing. Dug up and over. Saved by Briarcliff. Frank over to Vandreel. Vandreel Boating. Boating blocked at the net, and it's on the line. And it's out of bounds by inches. Boating with the kill. Boating with her fifth kill. Pushed over by Gasing. Goes to the sideline, hits it wide, not out of bounds. And the North College defenders trail at 12-6, and they need a timeout. North College is down 6, set number 2. They trail in the match 1-0. Back with more after this. 12-6, North College down 6. Set goes outside to Krausman. Krausman roll shot, covered by Briarcliff. Chargers attack, set Boating. Boating blocked at the net, controlled by Briarcliff. They'll set backside. Idema into the net. North College trails 12-7. So the hitting error by Idema. North College trails it 12-7. Time for North College to chip away. Jana Van Zanten has service. And Van Zanten serve. Taken by Briarcliff. Boating. Set goes to the middle. McGuire. McGuire over the kill. Briarcliff. This doesn't change. They're going to hit about 350 for the match. Anything above 250 is pretty good. Short serve controlled. North College set over to Flown. Flown with a swag. Slowed up at the back line. Briarcliff scrambles to it. Idema passes it over. Gasing sets outside. Sculler. Sculler through the block and the kill. Sculler with a kill. And for Caitlin Sculler, that is number 4. Serving for the defenders will be Kim Byard. So North College has to find a way to stay close while they're not playing well. Give themselves a chance at least. Overpass and Sculler puts it away. Sculler with a kill. Her fifth unofficially. And the North College defenders trail at 13-9. Well, Briarcliff has come out guns a-blazing. Chargers attack. Set right side Vandreel through the block. Saved by the defenders, pushed back by Vandreel. North College with a free chance. Down ball by Sculler into the net. Finish 14-9, Briarcliff up by 5 after the attack error by Sculler on the down ball that she hits squarely into the middle of the net. Serving for Briarcliff. Chargers Amy Frank. Gaysink shoots it out to Saar. Saar hits it long and out of bounds, and Briarcliff is back up by 6. 15-9, Briarcliff pushing their advantage. Frank with serve, taken by Hahn. Outside it goes Sculler. Sculler with a kill. Kaylin Sculler with her 6th kill. Checking in is Gales. Checking out is Hahn. Serving is Gaysink. Sador College with 3 attackers in the front row. Knuckleball taken by Idema. Set outside. Unable to put it away. Boating. Back over to Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer blocked at the net. Boating pushes it over. Free ball, Dort College. Gaysink backside it goes. Gales. Gales with a swing. Tipped it over. Controlled by Dort College on the tip back. Comes back over to Gales. Gales with a kill. Danae Gales with the kill. And for Danae, that's number 7 this evening. Dort College trails by 4, 15-11. Dort College needs a comeback here to even up the match at 1 set apiece. Briarcliff 1 set 1, 25-21. Set left side, Boating. Boating blocked at the net by the player in the net for Dort College. So the kill for Boating. Set go, pardon me, the serve by Boating, controlled by Dort. Set pass over to Saar. Saar with a kill. Loy Saar with a kill. She's got 4 unofficially. Dort College trails 16-12. So Dort College trying to put together a comeback. Trailed by as many as 6 on a couple different occasions. Set left side, Idema. Idema down the line for the kill. Idema with the kill, and Briarcliff is back up by 5. Serving is Lindsay Jardine. Lindsay Jardine with service. And her serve rolls, taken by Bausma. Controlled. Gaysink, right side, Gales. Gales with a kill. Danae Gales from the right side with the attack. Her 8th kill unofficially. Dort College trails 17-13. Team's going point and point. Briarcliff inching closer to the needed 25. Set left side, Idema. Off high hands, controlled by Dort College. Gaysink will shoot it out wide to Krausman. Krausman blocked at the net, pushes it back. Saved by Gaysink, but into the net. Point, Briarcliff. Busted play point for the Chargers that time. They're leading by 5, 18-13, and as long as Dort College can't dent it to 2 or 3, Briarcliff playing with a significant cushion. Brookice, Gaysink, Gaysink, Gales, Gales, kill. They can't slow Gales up on the right side. Dort College had to use that trip through the front row, unable to string points together with Gales. And now the defenders trail by 4, 18-14. Serve taken by Idema. Set left side, Van Driel. Van Driel blocked at the net by Flohn. Point, Dort College. Dort College back to within 3, and Briarcliff wants a timeout. Timeout charge to Briarcliff and Coach Jill Muhe. Back with more after this. Dort College with service, trailing by 3. Pushed over the net by Boating. Controlled by Brookice. Get her over to Gaysink. Flohn on the slide and the kill. So Flohn with the kill, and for Lindsay, that's her 3rd unofficially. Dort College back to within 2 at 18-16. Briarcliff used a timeout moments ago. Both teams now with 1 timeout remaining. Set right side, cross scored and hitting it wide and out of bounds. Point, Dort College. Dort College down by 1. Briarcliff attacks. Set goes left side, Mandriel. Mandriel around the block, covered by Brookice. Now blocked at the net. Gaysink got the block up. Here comes Briarcliff again, and Gaysink snuffs it out again. So Dort College mounting a comeback. They have scored now 5 points in a row to go from down 18-13 to knot it up 18-all. First time we've been tied since the early going. Set Frank right side, blocked at the net. Dort College able to get the block up. Briarcliff covers it. Pushed over the net, Bausma gets it to Gaysink, back set right side to Flohn, Flohn with a kill. Flown with the kill. Lindsay Flown with her fourth kill. Dort College has their first lead since set number one. Dort College trying to even the match up at one set apiece. Idema with the tip blocked by Dort College. Flown gets the block up. Dort College on a 7-0 run. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Briarcliff exhausts their second timeout. Dort College by two. Back with more after this. 2018, Dort College leading. Dort College right now in the middle of a 7-0 run. So Dort College trying to extend the lead. This is their biggest lead since they were up 3-0 in set number one. Briarcliff attacking. They'll set outside Van Driel. Van Driel blocked. Point Dort College. In this 8-point run now, Dort College has scored 4 points via blocks. 21-18, Dort College by three. Briarcliff serve receive. Briarcliff attacking. Set comes to Boating, unable to put it away from behind the spike line. Set over to Krausman. Krausman off high hands. Briarcliff attacks. Van Driel off the tape. Pushed over by Krausman. No, they're going to say that she was in the net. And Coach Chad Hansen, unhappy with that net violation. And he thought Krausman made contact with the official stand, not the net. Briarcliff will get the point at 21-19. Briarcliff with service. This is Idema, taken by Brookeis. Got her over to Gasing. Dort College let one get away there. That serve was going to go long. Set goes to Van Driel. Van Driel with a kill. 21-20. Van Driel with the kill. She's got four unofficially, and Briarcliff now trying to tie it up at 21-all. Serve to the back line. Taken by Bausma. Gets it to Gasing. Back over to Flown. Flown tips to the back corner and just long and out of bounds. 21-21 our score. On the hitting, Aaron Briarcliff came out of the timeout, scored 3 points in a row. Now Dort College will need a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College had an 8-point run moments ago to go up 21-18. Briarcliff a 3-point run after the timeout to tie it up 21-21. And now Briarcliff has service, taken by Hahn, an overpass, and a player in the net, that's Gasing. Hahn's pass off the serve received, too close to the net. And Briarcliff leads now 22-21 on four straight points. Serve to the sideline is wide and out of bounds, and we're tied up 22-all. So a service error by the Chargers. We're tied up at 22, tie number four of set number, beg your pardon, tie number five of set number two. 22-22, Van Zanten has service. Serve taken by Boating. Frank, right side Van Driel, through the block, up into the rafters. Dort College scrambles for it. That's Van Zanten, gets it back over to Brookeis. Free ball, Briarcliff. Set goes to Van Driel. Van Driel dug up by Brookeis. Briarcliff loads up again. Set to the middle, Nogelmeyer. Saved by Hahn. Got it to Gasing. Quick attack, Flown. Flown with a kill. Lindsay Flown with the kill. She's got five, and the defenders lead 23-22. 23-22 our score. Serving is Van Zanten to the sideline, and that is an ace serve. 24-22, and now Dort College serving for the set, trying to tie it up at one set apiece. Serving is Van Zanten. Van Zanten, low hard serve taken by Briarcliff. They scramble, they get to it. Pushed over the net by Idema. Free ball to Dort College. Gasing, back set Flown. Flown with a tip, controlled by Briarcliff. And they hit it into the net. Point Dort College, and the defenders win set number two in come from behind fashion, 25-22. To even the match up at one set apiece. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We head to set number three, tied up one set apiece. Back with a look at the numbers from our first two sets right after this. Through two sets, Dort College 27 kills, Briarcliff 26 kills. 25 assists for the defenders, 22 for Briarcliff, 27 digs for Briarcliff, 31 digs for Dort College. Dort College credited with 7 points off of blocks, Briarcliff with 1 point off of a block. Ace serves, Dort College and Briarcliff each with two, both have five service aces as well. Dort College hit 286 in set number two. Briarcliff cooled off late in set number two. They hit 083. Monica Boating with 6 kills for the Chargers. Brianna Nogelmeyer with 7. 5 for Brooke McGuire. 4 for Callie Idema. 4 Dort College. 8 kills for Danae Gales. 5 for Lindsay Flohn. 6 for Caitlin Sculler. Kayla Gasink has 24 assists. Aaron Frank has 22 for the Chargers. Kayla Brookice with 14 digs. Kayla Idema has 9 digs for the Chargers. Blocks, Lindsay Flohn has been in on a total of 6. Kayla Gasink has been in on 4. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. We're about 2 minutes away from set number two. Back with more in a moment. Dort College wins set two, 25-22, so we head to set number three, tied up. One set apiece, Briarcliff won set one, 25-21. Dort College wins set two, 25-22, and here we go with set number three. Served down the line, taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing, set left side, Krausman, round the block and the kill. Well, Krausman getting the nod to start set number three, and now she will give way. Sculler will take the outside hitter position. Janovan Zant will take the spot in the service area. 1-0 Dort College leading. Janovan Zant serve and ace. So an ace for Van Zanten. Dort College leads 2-0. 2-0. Dort College serving for the defenders, Van Zanten. And Van Zanten, short serve, controlled by Briarcliff. Set goes to the middle, Idema. Idema blocked, but down on Dort College's side. Idema gets the kill. For Callie Idema, that's number 4. For Jana Van Zanten, that was her 26th ace serve this season. Van Zanten to Gasing, quick attack, Flohn. Flohn with a swing outside the block. Sculler on the gets it off the dig by Briarcliff. Chargers now attack Boating. Boating blocked at the net. Point Dort College. Well, the blocking has come around for the defenders, and it needed to. Briarcliff was having their way at the net. Dort College finally able to ratchet up the blocks. They lead 3-1 now in set number three. Kim Byard serve, controlled by Briarcliff. Frank tracks after it. Idema with the down ball into the net. Point Dort College. Hitting error by Idema. Not a true down ball as she did leave her feet for the attack from behind the spike line. But she didn't have a whole lot of mustard on that one, and it hits squarely into the net. Byard down the line. Out of bounds. Point Briarcliff. So Byard with the service error. Service error number 6 on the defenders tonight. Serving is McGuire, controlled by Vincent, and gets it over to Gasing. Gasing, Saar. Saar on the quick attack and the kill. Not much defense for that one. Saar with her 5th kill. There's a situation that if you start cheating too far to the middle, Gasing, who is live on that play, can start to dump it again. Briarcliff attacking. Blocked at the net, Nogelmeyer, Point Dort College. Second point of this set off of blocks. Dort College leads 6-2. Now it might be Briarcliff's turn to think about an early timeout. Dort College has been in this situation twice. And Coach Chad Hansen had to burn his timeouts early. Set goes to Vandrio. Vandrio with a kill. Vandrio with the kill, her 5th, according to my count. 6-3, Dort College doubling up on the Chargers. Serving for Briarcliff is Amy Frank. Gasink outside to Saar. Saar with a kill. Loy Saar with a kill, and Briarcliff seems like they are just a step slow right now. Dort College leading 7-3. Saar, a player, is averaging 2.1 kills per set. Bausma serve, tracked after by Frank. Down ball by Amy Frank, and Amy Frank with a down ball and the kill. Well, there's one of those, not really a garbage point, but a point where Briarcliff scores in unconventional fashion with a back row player going to a down ball. Gasink with the set to Saar, unable to put it down. Now Saar will get the set right side over to Gales. Gales through the block, covered by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer with a swing. One arm stab by Brookeyes. Set comes over to Brookeyes. Power tip to the back corner. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. Down the line and the kill for Idema. Idema with the kill. Kelly Idema with her 5th kill. Dort College trails 7-5. 7-5 serving is Monica Boating. Boating, jump serve, taken by Brookeyes. Got it to Gasink, backside to Gales. Gales blocked at the net, covered it herself. Gasink and Saar, unable to communicate, bump into each other, both give way, and the ball drops to the ground. 7-6, Dort College is up a point. Boating with service. Taken by Brookeyes, comes back over to Saar. Saar, into the tape, we're tied up. Attack error by the defenders and Saar. We have our first tie of set number 3. Tied up in matches in this match, 1-1. Taken by Brookeyes, gets it over to Gasink. Gasink right side, Gales. Gales uses the block for the kill. Gales with the kill. Brookeyes is serving. Flown is in. Also in the front row, Krausman and Gales. Briarcliff attacking. Nogelmeyer with a swing and a kill. Nogelmeyer with the kill. For Nogelmeyer, that's number 8. We're tied up at 8-8. Serving Lindsey Jardine. Jardine, short serve, taken by Flohn. Gets it over to Gasink, outside wide to Krausman. Krausman off the block, and Briarcliff able to get the block down. A rare point off of a block for the Chargers. They had 1 point coming into this set off of blocks. Now they have 2. They lead 9-8 as they get the block up on the outside against Krausman. Serve, short. Dort College, Gasink has to pick it out of the net off the initial pass. Set goes outside wide. Idema. Idema with a kill. And Dort College trails 10-8. 10-8 our score. Serving for the Chargers is Lindsey Jardine. Jardine's serve is long and out of bounds. Point, Dort College. Jardine with the service error. Serving for the defenders is Solane Hahn. Hahn, a freshman from the Chicago area. And serve down the line. Taken by Frank. Over to Frank. Frank goes back set to Boating. Unable to put it away from behind the spike line. Here's Krausman. Tools it off the block for the kill. So Krausman with the kill. She's got 4 unofficially. We're tied up at 10 all. Hahn serve into the net. Point Briarcliff. Service error by the defenders. And serving is Aaron Frank. Aaron Frank with service. Her team up by one. Serve to the sideline is wide and out of bounds. Point, Dort College. So Frank serves it wide and out of bounds. Dort College with service. Jenna Van Zanten with the serve. She had an ace in her last trip through this service area. And Van Zanten, knuckleball taken by Briarcliff. No, and a serve for Van Zanten. So Van Zanten with the ace, her second tonight, 27th of the season. And Van Zanten has another serve on the way. Serve rolls over, controlled by Briarcliff, and it falls. One of those campfire balls. Nobody home for Dort College. Everybody got caught looking at it, expecting someone else to take it, and the ball drops in. Controlled by Dort College. Set goes outside Sculler. Power tip down the sideline. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking and pushed over. And four contacts called on the Chargers. Dort College leads 13-12. 13-12 our score. Byart with service. Byart serve. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacks. And we've got a block put up by the defenders on the attack by Van Driel. Getting the block, Sculler and Saar. 14-12, Dort College by a deuce. Dort College already with their third point of this set off of a block. Briarcliff attacks. Set goes outside. Down the side with the power tip is Boating for the kill. Dort College, one set, two to even the match up. They won it 25-22. Dort College leads in set three, 14-13. McGuire serve, controlled by Hahn. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink, Sculler. Sculler hits the antenna. Point, Briarcliff. So we're all tied up at 14 apiece. It's tie number five of set number three. McGuire served down the line. Taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gaysink. Van Zanten from behind the spike line. Briarcliff scrambling. And hitting it to the sideline is Idema. But it's wide and out of bounds by Idema. And the Dort College defenders retake the lead at 15-14. Neither team has used a timeout. Gaysink down the line. Boating gets it over to the libero. She had to set it up. That was Jardine. Dort College a free ball. Pass over to Gales. Gales cross court. Dug by Briarcliff. Jardine passes it over to Boating. Unable to do anything with it. Here's Saar off of the top of the block. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attacking. Nogelmeyer with a swing. Covered by Briarcliff. Boating down the line and the kill. Gaysink got her hands on it, but that was it. Boating with her seventh kill. 15-15 our score. And the short serve controlled by Van Zanten. Gets it over to Gaysink. Back to Gales. Gales unable to do anything with it. She got blocked. Now a down ball by Gales. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer blocked but out of bounds. Point Briarcliff. Briarcliff back in front. 16-15. She's got nine kills. 16-15, Briarcliff back in front. They've scored four of the last five. Gaysink, backside Sculler. Sculler up high, hands for the kill. Sculler gets the kill. For Caitlin, that is number seven this evening. Serving is Bausma. To the middle back, taken by Jardine. Briarcliff attacks, blocked at the net. Boating, Point Dort College. The block put up on the right side by Gales and Saar. Dort College back in front, 17-16. They put together 2 points in a row. Dort College has led by as many as two. Briarcliff attacks, dumped, and a kill for Briarcliff and Aaron Frank. Frank with her first kill. 17-17. Tie number eight of set number three. And the serve to the back line is long and out of bounds. Point Dort College. Boating served it long. Short serve controlled by the Chargers. They'll attack. Set goes to the middle. Nogelmeyer. Now Nogelmeyer pushes it back over. Brookice. Gasing. Gasing. Flowing. Unable to put it away. Now to the sideline. Nogelmeyer hits it wide. Not a bounce. Door College with a two-point cushion. Nogelmeyer with the attack error. 19-17, Dort College by a deuce. Controlled by the Chargers. Set goes. Idema, dug by Bausma. Gets it, Gasing. Krausman around the block. And the kill. Krausman with the kill. Briarcliff trails 20-17. Still no timeout from Coach Jill Muhe. Now she'll use the timeout. Briarcliff trails 20-17. Back with more after this. How many times do you see it out of the timeout? A service error, and the Briarcliff Chargers now trailing 20-18 after Brookeye served it into the net. Gasing goes up, keeps it in play, got it over to Flown. Flown gets it over the net. Briarcliff attacking, a roll shot and a kill for Briarcliff and Amy Frank. Frank with the kill for Amy Frank. That is kill number two this evening. She does that from behind the spike line. Now a tough serve, passed over the net by Brookeyes. Here comes Briarcliff. Idema blocked at the net, point Dort College. Big point there for the defenders. Idema came up, both barrels. Dort College able to get the block up. It's block number five of set number three for the defenders. They lead 21-19. Low hard serve by Hahn. Here comes Briarcliff. Again, Idema. Idema that time takes something off of it and uses the block for the kill. Idema with the kill, and for Callie Idema, that's kill number seven. Short serve taken by Hahn, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing, they set left side over to Krausman, tie game. Krausman hits it into the net. 21-21 our score, tie number nine of set number three. And Briarcliff trying to come from behind to do to Dort College what the defenders did in set number two. A tip to the back line. Briarcliff able to scramble to it. They get a pancake save. Gasing back over to Flown. Flown with a kill. Flown with the kill, her sixth. And the defenders reestablish a lead at 22-21. 22-21 our score. Dort College trying to take a 2-1 lead in this best of five match. Serve controlled by Briarcliff. It hits the antenna point defenders. An ace serve for Van Zanten. That's number three tonight for Van Zanten. Dort College leading 23-21. So Briarcliff set to receive. Again, they go after Idema. Briarcliff keeps it alive. They set it to Vandrio. Vandrio with a kill. So Vandrio with a kill. Could have been a double hit called on, a double contact called on Aaron Frank. Taken by Hahn, got it over to Gasing. She has to bump set it for Van Zanten. Roll shot, Briarcliff scrambling. Tipped over the block, covered by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasing. Left side it goes Sculler. Sculler through the block for the kill. Sculler with her eighth kill. And the defenders now on set point. 24-22. 24-22 our score. Short serve controlled by Briarcliff. Set goes to the middle to McGuire. Dort College gets the block up, and the defenders win set number three, 25-22. A block put up by Loy Saar, and the defenders take a 2-1 match lead as we head to set number four. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We go to set number three with the Dort College defenders leading in this match. Two sets to one. Identical 25-22 wins for the defenders in sets two and three. Recovering after a sluggish start, where they got down one set to nothing with a 25-21 loss. Dort College hit 179 in set number three. Briarcliff hit 133. Briarcliff does not use many players. Tonight they have used just eight players. They are led in kills by Callie Idema with 9. Monica Boating has 8. 8 for Brianna Nogelmeyer. 5 for Brooke McGuire. 2 for Amy Frank, both of them coming in set number 3. And Aaron Frank credited with 1 kill. For Dort College, Caitlin Sculler has 8 kills. Kayla Gasink 1, Lindsay Flohn with 6. Megan Krausman credited with 6. Danae Gales with 9. And 6 for Loy Saar. Kayla Gasink 33 assists, Aaron Frank 33 assists. 5 Dort College service aces, 8 service errors by the defenders and Briarcliff. Briarcliff with 2 service aces. Kayla Brookhise 18 digs. Briarcliff led by Callie Idema with 10 digs. Dort College gets a block up. Now here's Flohn. And a lift called on the Chargers trying to cover. And Flohn will get credit for the kill. So Flohn with the kill. Briarcliff trailing 1-0. Set goes to Boating. Boating around the block. Now pushed over and down by Briarcliff on the overpass. Tying it up. Boating with that kill. So Boating with another kill. She's got 9 unofficially. Here's Krausman. Krausman with the kill. So Krausman with 7 kills. Dort College leads 2-1. Well, Briarcliff has been down this road before. They've been in several 5-set matches, and they need a win here in set 4 to force a 5th set. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. Set right side Van Driel off high hands in the kill. Van Driel with the kill. She's got 7 unofficially. For Briarcliff, 11-11 this season. 11 of their matches have gone to 5. We aren't there yet, but definitely has that feel that we might get there. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Well, point Dort College. Three to two, our score, Dort College by a point. And Kim Byard has served, controlled by the Chargers. Frank tipped over the net by Briarcliff. Chargers unable to get a clean attack out of it, but Dort College unable to as well. Set goes middle, Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer blocked by Saar. Saar has improved her blocking, not only this evening, but this season in general. She's creeping up towards a block, a set for an average. Dort College leading 4-2. Briarcliff attacks. Set Nogelmeyer. That time Dort College doesn't get the block up, and Nogelmeyer puts it away. Nogelmeyer with her 10th kill. 4-3, our score, Dort College by a point. Serving for the Chargers will be Amy Frank. Frank with a couple of kills to her credit this evening. And an ace serve. Short serve taken by the defenders. They set outside Sculler. Sculler with a swing. Jardine keeps it in play. Briarcliff now scrambling and pushed over the net. 4 hits on the Chargers. Dort College will get credit for the kill with Sculler. Sculler should get credit for that kill, I believe. She's got 9. 5-3, Dort College by a deuce. Next home match for the defenders will be a week from this Friday. They go on the road this weekend for some tough, tough matches. Set goes outside. Boating. Boating. Tools it off of the block for the kill. So Boating with the kill. She's got 10. And Briarcliff back to within a point, trailing 5-4. Boating. Jump serve to the sideline and an ace. Boating with the ace. Her second, according to my count. We're tied up at 5. Tie number 3 of set number 4. Dort College leads in the match 2-1. Serve taken by Vincent. Got it over to Gasing. Gasing, Saar. Saar with a kill. Saar with the kill. She's got 7. And the defender lead is back to 6-5. 6-5 our score. Bausma has service. The junior from Sheldon. Short serve controlled by Briarcliff. Set to the middle. Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer Gets one swing. Now Door College takes it up on the overpass. Nogelmeyer puts it away. Nogelmeyer with her 11th kill unofficially. So Nogelmeyer gets the kill. Serve taken by Bausma. Got it to Gasing. Gasing to Saar. Saar with a swing. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. Cross court. Dug by Gales. Got it over to Gasing. Gasing sets it outside. Krausman. Krausman with a swing. Controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack. Blocked at the net. Saved by the Chargers. Set goes to the middle. McGuire. McGuire with a kill. 7-6. So McGuire gets the kill. She's got six. Controlled. Brookice. They go backside back over to Gales. Gales with a kill. Gales has been quiet lately. I'm not sure if that's Briarcliff taking her away or Door College just unable to get her the ball. It's tied up 7-7. Serve controlled by the Chargers. Set goes to Boating. Covered by Brookice on the tip. Set left side. Krausman with the swing. Covered by Boating off the block. Frank over the top of the block. Door College scrambles. Gasing after Brookice got to it. Down ball by Krausman. Here comes Briarcliff. Set left side. Itema blocked up the net. Point Door College. Another block by the defenders. Serve is to the sideline and wide, not out of bounds. We're tied up 8-8. So a service error by the defenders. Brookice with the service ace. Short serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Back over to Flowen. Flowen blocked at the net. Covers it herself. Comes back to Gales. Gales cross court. Hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Briarcliff. So an attack error by Gales. Briarcliff serving is Aaron Frank. Frank serve taken by Brookice. Gets it to Gasing. Backside Gales. Gales off high hands. Brookice got to it. And the ball ends up outside the antenna. Point, Briarcliff. And Briarcliff has a 10-8 lead. They've scored 3 points in a row. Serving for Briarcliff is Aaron Frank. Frank, short serve, taken by Gales. Gets it to Gasing. Gasing back over to Flowen. Flowen power tip, controlled by Briarcliff. Itema tips with the left hand, covered by Gasing. Gets it over to Flowen. Flowen back set, Gales. Gales with a kill. So Gales with the kill. She's got a dozen. Ten-9, Dort College, down by one. Set number four, Selene Hahn, serve, controlled by Jardine. Frank sets middle. Itema, one-arm stab by Hahn. Up and over, though. Here comes Briarcliff on the free ball. Set right side, Van Triel, down the line. Dug by Brookice. Got it right to Gasink, though. Gasink to Flowen. Flowen dug by Boating. Briarcliff attacks. Itema, roll shot, covered by Bausma. Gets it to Gasink, outside wide. Krausman, Krausman swing, covered by Briarcliff. Tipped over the net, covered by Brookice. Dort College, Gasink, back over to Flowen. Flowen, press court kill. Flowen with the kill. She's got seven. And the defenders tied up at 10-10. 10-10 our score. Briarcliff overpass. Krausman tries to put it away, and we've got a lift called on Briarcliff. Dort College has scored 3 points in a row. Krausman will get credit for the kill. For Megan Krausman, that is kill number eight. Briarcliff attacking. Set comes over to Van Driel. Covered by Dort College in the back row. Bausma outside. Krausman. Krausman with a kill. Krausman takes the medal out of another one. She's got nine, and the Briarcliff Chargers want a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Briarcliff. 12-10, Dort College up. Back with more after this. 12-10, Dort College by a deuce. Briarcliff attacking. Itema hits it into the net. Point Dort College. Dort College has now scored 5 points in a row. Itema charged with the attack error. Dort College by three. This is their biggest lead of set number four. Serving is Hahn to the back line, and it's long, out of bounds, point Briarcliff. Hahn with the service error, 13-11 Dort College by two. Serving is Kelly Itema. Idema serve, taken by Hahn, gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink, Krausman. Krausman off high hands, Briarcliff. Idema got to it. Passed over the net by Boating, controlled by Bausma to Gaysink. Backside, flown, kill on the slide. When North College passes on the money, Gaysink doesn't have to chase. They're not bad offensively. Once you start having that setter have to chase around the floor, though, your options become a little more limited. And your setter has to take only what's there. Briarcliff attacking. Set goes to the right side, dug by Brookeye. She's had a nice match, kept it alive. Passed over the net, flown. Flown, unable to get anything out of it. Now Briarcliff attacking. That's Van Driel. Van Driel with a kill. Marissa Van Driel with her eighth kill. North College leads 14-12. Briarcliff looking for a run. Serving is McGuire for the Chargers. Short serve. Got it to Flown. Flown to Gaysink. Gaysink tools it off the block for the kill. Gaysink with the kill, her second. North College leads 15-12. So North College and Kim Byard with service. Byard serve, controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers attack, set right side. Van Driel with a kill. So Van Driel with another kill. She's got around 10. I've got her at 9. I may miss one or two here. We'll have official stats following the match. 15-13, North College serving. Briarcliff serving. North College leading. Short serve is taken by Van Zanten. Gaysink went up after it. Now another joust at the net, and Gaysink wins out again. For Gaysink, she was quick off the floor twice. She was able to force it down North College by a trio, 16-13. Briarcliff now receiving the serve from Kayla Gaysink. About all Gaysink hasn't done this evening is get an ace serve. Briarcliff attacking over the top of the block, dug by North College. Van Zandt got it over to Gaysink. Gaysink, Gales. Gales blocked at the net, covered by Gaysink. Kept it alive momentarily, unable to get it to a passer, though. And Briarcliff now leads 16-14. Boating has service. Boating with the jump serve and an ace. Boating with her third ace serve. North College has two timeouts remaining. They lead 16-15. They lead in the match 2-1. Boating, jump serve taken by Van Zandt. Got it to Gaysink. Outside it goes. Gales. Gales unable to put it away. Here comes Briarcliff. Saar comes back over to Sculler. Sculler with a tip and the kill. Well, North College shuffling the deck. That time they moved Sculler over to the right side. They had Gales attacking out of the left. North College leads by a deuce at 17-15. Serving is Bausma. Short jump serve controlled by Briarcliff. Nogelmeyer around the block. Now fight at the net. Briarcliff slowed it up. Here's Idema. Idema off of the block for the kill. Idema attacking from the left-hand side gets the kill, and Callie Idema has her 10th kill unofficially. 17-16, North College by a point. Briarcliff has service. This is Jardine. Taken by Brookeis. Got it to Gaysink. Backside Gales. Gales with the kill. She's got the hot hand now. Baker's dozen for Gales, according to my tally sheet. And Brookeis serves it into the net. Point. Chargers. 18-17 our score. Brookeis with the service error. And Frank has service, so now Briarcliff has three attackers in the front, and right there's one of them. Idema puts away the overpass. 18-18 our score. Idema registers the kill, her 11th unofficially. And serving again is Briarcliff and Aaron Frank. Taken by Gales. Got it over to Gaysink. Gaysink back over to Flown. Flown tips to the back line. Briarcliff scrambles, pushed over the net. Saved by Bausma. Got it to Gaysink. Gaysink outside. Krausman. Krausman with the kill. Krausman makes it 19-18 with the kill. I have that as number 10 for her. North College trying to fend off the Briarcliff rally. 19-18, North College by a point. Served by Hahn. Catches the tape and let serve in. Hahn gets the ace. Not much you can do about that if you're Briar Cliff. Hahn with the ace, her first. North College leads 2018. Goes back at Idaho. Briar Cliff scrambling. No, they can't get it over the net. Point North College, 21-18. Will that be another ace for Hahn? For the time being, I'll call it an ace serve. 21-18 our score. Hahn with her second ace serve in this sequence. Briar Cliff attacking. Set goes to the middle. Vandriel off high hands in the kill. Vandriel with the kill. 21-19. York College by two. Idaho has service. Idaho serve controlled by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back to Krausman off high hands. Briar Cliff attacking. Set left side. Boating. Boating over the block. Saved by Brookice. So it was touched by Boating, and initially I thought they might award the point to Briar Cliff, but that was clearly off of Boating. So a busted play, North College gets the point, and Jana Van Zanten is serving. Van Zanten, controlled by Briar Cliff, pushed over the net, saved by the defenders. Gasing out wide. Sculler. Sculler off high hands in the kill. Well, Briar Cliff right now looking like they don't have much left in the tank. They've got a timeout left. They're going to use it here. 23-19, North College by four. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. North College leads 23-19 as we zero in on the end of this match, if Dort College can hang on for the win, that is. Serving for the defenders will be Van Zanten. Jana Van Zanten with serve down the line, controlled by Briar Cliff and Boating. Comes back to Boating on the set, blocked at the net, and Flohn is unable to push it back over. Dort College unable to close the block, and Boating will get credit for the kill. Boating has her 11th kill, and the Chargers now serving with Brooke McGuire. McGuire's serve taken by Van Zanten, got it over to Gasing. Gasing out wide. Sculler. Sculler hits a home run. Very nearly hits the back wall. And on the attack error, Briar Cliff back to within two at 23-21. North College has both timeouts remaining. McGuire's serve, taken by Hahn, got it to Gasing. Gasing, slide, Flohn. Flohn with a kill. Flohn with the kill. She's got nine. And the defenders lead 24-21 and are serving for the set and the match. And an 8-1 start to this conference season. Serving is Byard. Byard serve controlled by the Chargers. Set left side down the line. For the kill is Boating. And Briar Cliff fends off set and match point once. They'll have to fend it off two more times. Serving for Briar Cliff is Amy Frank. Frank serve taken by Van Zanten. Got it to Gasing. Back it goes Saar, and Saar is blocked at the net. Point Briar Cliff. Briar Cliff back to within a point at 24-23. North College wants a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. North College leads set number four, 24-23. They're on match point. Hahn to Gasing. Gasing outside. Sculler off high hands. Briar Cliff covers it. Set comes to Nogelmeyer, off the block, covered by Brookice, gets it to Gasing, Gasing to Saar, Saar with a swing, covered by Briar Cliff. Frank now with the pass over the net, Briar Cliff scrambling, they get to it after North College returned it, North College fittingly with a block. Gasing and Saar for the block, and the North College defenders survive in four, 25-21, they lost set one, and they come back to win sets two, three, and four, 25-22, 25-22, 25-23. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders victorious in four over the Briarcliff Chargers. Lost set one, a sluggish start for the Defenders, and really got going, it seemed, about midway through set number two. And once Dort College got rolling, things started to turn out much better for them. 25-22, a win in set two. 25-22, set three win. 25-23, a win in set four. Taking a look at the numbers then in this match. Dort College hit 269 for the match. Briarcliff 201. Dort College 54 kills, 18 errors. Briarcliff 52 kills, 23 errors. 50 assists for Dort College, 44 assists for the Chargers. 53 digs for the Chargers, 56 for the Defenders. Caleb Brookeis, 26 of those digs for the Defenders. That jumps right off the page at me. For Briarcliff, Cali Item, I had 14 digs. Danae Gales, 12 kills for the Defenders to lead them. Lindsay Flowen had 11. Caitlin Sculler had 10. Megan Krausman also had 10. For the Chargers, 11 kills for Cali Item and Monica Boding. 10 kills each for Marissa Vandrill and Brianna Nogelmeyer. 7 for Brooke McGuire. 43 assists for Aaron Frank. And 44 assists for Kayla Gasing. 26 digs for Kayla Brookeis, 11 for Selene Hahn, 14 for Callie Idema, 13 for Lindsay Jardine, 10 for Monica Boding. Dort College scored a total of 16 points off of blocks. Briarcliff scored 4 points off of blocks. 6 ace serves by the Defenders, 4 for Jana Van Zanten, 4 ace serves for the Chargers. Monica Boding had 3. Briarcliff also had 8 service errors, while the Dort College Defenders had 10. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Coach Chad Hansen takes a seat beside me, and Coach, it felt like two separate matches. The first set and a half, basically, when your team was a step slow and the blocks weren't there. And then the last two and a half sets where the blocks were there and your team played with a little more fire, it seemed. You get that sense that there was a turning point in this one about midway through set number two?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. Sorry for my voice.
Did that have anything to do with the turning point?
No, and oh, okay. I'm kind of grateful. They respond well on their own with normal voice and normal words.
Not every team does, Coach.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll remember that. It for sure was two separate momentum shifts, and our blocking created a lot of that momentum shift for us to make the match the outcome that it was. I like us when we play that second half of game two on through the remainder of the set. And they like it too. Our defenders love playing that kind of volleyball. You can see the smiles come on their faces, and things we continue to address in the practice gym.
Well, the blocking feeds into so many things, because if you block well, even if you aren't scoring points over blocks, if you're getting that block up well, you're isolating portions of the court where you want the ball to go, and then that frees your setter up for many more options rather than having to chase and just take one option. She's instead got two or three.
Yeah, that's very true. There's so much more to just stuff blocking or termination blocking. We love the termination block, and everybody notices those because the points on the scoreboard continue to grow. However, it's the balls that are deflected, like you're saying, and fall into our defender's platform that we're able to transition that block that just landed, able to transition them into the attacking role. And a lot defensively frees up for us behind that strong, consistent block to be able to be attacking in mentality. And Kayla Gason continues to find those hot hitters and those available hitters.
Boy, Saar seems to be getting better and better defensively. Something seems to be clicking right now for her.
Yeah, that's very true. I think so much of it is she has stayed steady in her work ethic and in her commitment to just grow every day in our practice gym. And it used to be that in an out-of-system play, we have our middles set the ball. And she would look around like, who's going to set it? Now she's the one saying, I got it. And she's dishing it out to our pin hitters. That, to me, is a small trait of how comfortable she is in this middle position. And you mentioned her defensive ability, being strong and was six blocks. And really, she does a good job not only terminating blocks in the middle, but getting out to the pins and just getting a good press over to get those deflection touches like we talked about earlier.
What was giving you so much trouble early with Briarcliff? Why did they have that early success? Can you put your finger on it?
A quick recap in my mind, we were not finishing blocks, and we were not offensive-minded in our defensive presence. And what I mean by that is, as blockers at the net, if we are ahead of the play in mentality and in communication, then we are offensively preparing for what's coming at us. If we are reactive and just jump towards what happens through the net offensively from Briarcliff, we're late. And the defense behind a reactive block cannot recover. And we continued to be reactive, I think, through the first one and a half games.
Kayla Brookice, 26 digs. She got to some balls this evening that I didn't think she had much of a chance at. She had some very good passing there for a stretch when your team was really clicking. She has played pretty solid volleyball over the last week and a half.
Very much so, and it's just been neat to see her continue to develop and be a strength for us in that libero position. I know that she provides so many different athletic dimensions. She used to be a setter in high school, and so you watch her get an out-of-system ball and get her hands on it, and she'll push a beautiful ball out to the pins to get a swing for our hitters. She's a complete player and just stays gritty through the entire play.
For your team, now you've got 2 days of practice, and you are going to want those 2 days for practice. You've got some pretty stout competition coming up, and it's out of the frying pan into the fire on Friday night, taking on a team that's perennially in the top 10. This year they're in the top 5. They're number 3 rated this week. That's Columbia. Then after that, Viterbo and Taylor.
Yep.
So three very good opponents coming up this week.
That's very true, and we're excited to be added to that mix. We look at our schedule and say we've got tough competition coming up. I'm excited that those teams look at Dort and say, yikes, we get to play Dort on our schedule. It'll be a great test for us. I think we're ready for it. I think we've been preparing this whole season to just continue to improve in every little area. And we want to know where we are nationally. And looking at the rankings that just came out today, we've grown another step closer to that top 25. And all three teams we play are in the top 25. And I want to know the test and how we finish. I think this will prepare us in a great way for the remainder of conference.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. For those of you following GPAC volleyball, big matchup this evening down in Crete, and it's Hastings leading Doan 2-1, and they are tied up in set number 4 at 19-19, and it looks like Hastings has just gone up by a point at 20-19. We'll have that score for you a little later on. Probably we'll take a look at it on our Look at Sports tomorrow morning, bright and early at 7:45. So Dort College improves to 8-1 in the GPAC, 18-4 overall. Briarcliff falls to 3-7 and 11-12. That's going to do it for our broadcast, and that is the Wireless World post-game wrap-up. For Coach Chad Hansen, I'm Mike Biker for KDCR Sports. Good evening.